This is a Dairy Radio Minute.
A lot of the pricing for the feed grains has already been in place. Prices received by the producers of those grains. So those grains have already been sold at the farm level. So that's where that price comes into play at. And then that's what we also use whenever we get the milk income feed ratio out of the agricultural prices report. So what I do is look at that to see, and grain prices did drop off mainly because of the decline that we had in the milk price estimate for this year. But then if you go and you look into the futures market, that gives us a little bit better read about where our feed costs are going to be, where our potential profitability is going to be. And we are looking, not surprisingly, at a profitability level that's below last year and then also below average by over a dollar based upon the futures prices that closed on July 12th.
Bill Brooks, dairy economist with Stonehart Consulting in Dearborn, Missouri.